Hello guys, and welcome to the third episode for today. This is season 2, episode 5. So, I'm going to be asking some questions. Finally, I kind of missed these trivia questions. So, the first question is, who is your hero? I would say probably my mom, because whenever I'm having a bad day, she always makes me feel better, and she's always sympathizing, and she's always helps me like with homework, and she's always just there for me. She cooks food and makes dinner, and I tell her stuff and she just listens and helps me and stuff. So I really like that about her. If you could live anywhere, where would it be? Probably Israel. I answered that one really fast because I have family there, and then I could just live with my family. Then, you know, it wouldn't be so hard to move to some like foreign country. Even though some countries would be kind of cool to live in, I still would rather live in Israel. Even though it's really far away. I'm not going to move there anytime soon, don't worry. I probably will never move there, but I'm just saying, like, if I had to move there, and now it's the only place I could go, I'd move there. So, yeah. Don't judge me, people. What is your biggest fear? Okay, so I can't just choose one, so there's going to be, like, a multiple, you know, choice question. Okay. So, my biggest fears, have to be spiders, clowns, and I guess that's it. Clowns are so creepy. I don't like clowns. They just creep me out. I don't know why. I just don't like clowns. They're just weird. Like, they just do weird things, and they can just be creepy. I don't know. And spiders are so gross. I mean, just looking at them crawl, it makes me gross out just thinking about it. Spiders just really, I don't like spiders. What is your favorite family vacation? Well, I've been to Israel, like, the most out of all the places I've been, but I really like the Canary Islands. It's this tropical place. It's these islands off the coast of Spain, and it's just really pretty there. It's kind of like Hawaii, except for it's different because, I mean, there's still a volcano, it's just that it's in the Atlantic Ocean, and the Hawaiian Islands are in the Pacific Ocean, and it's just like a whole different place. What would you change about yourself if you could? I would probably change, I guess maybe if I could be like a little more social. Because it's not that I'm not social, it's just I don't always talk a lot. So if I could be like a little less quiet, that'd be kind of great. What really makes you angry? That's a really good question. let's see. What really makes you angry? Okay. Oh, when I find out that a friend did something with other friends and I was invited, I get really upset about that. I feel really left out usually, so that makes me really angry. Here are some more questions. What weird food combinations do you really enjoy? Okay, so this is probably sounds really weird, and I think that's why the question is, what weird food combinations do you really enjoy? For me, that would probably be applesauce, oats, and a little bit of yogurt. It sounds kind of weird, but it tastes really good. What food have you never eaten that but would really like to try? You know, I'm just gonna skip that one because I don't really know how to answer that. Do you think that aliens exist? Oh my god, no! I don't think that UFOs are real. I mean, I think that if they were real, that they probably don't have a spaceship, and they probably aren't gonna like attack whatever people think that they're gonna do. What are you currently worried about? That my family might get the coronavirus, and also that there isn't gonna be enough world peace. What movie can you watch over and over without getting tired of? Ooh. Maybe I've watched multiple times, like, I haven't gotten tired of watching it. I watched this movie called What About Bob? It's about this crazy guy named Bob, and it's really, really funny, so I've never gotten tired of that. When you're old, what do you think your children will ask you to tell stories about? Coronavirus? Songs that were popular? Maybe like fashion trends or what I did? Scrolling. Sorry about that. Okay, who was your craziest and most interesting teacher? I'd probably say my social studies teacher. He has a lot of charisma. He's really nice. And he also has a lot of stories to tell. His name is Mr. Samorin. He's really funny. He's kind of crazy, but he's very nice. Some of these questions I don't relate to and just don't want to answer. What makes you roll your eyes every time you hear it? Oh my god, this is such a good question, and this has happened so many times, but I'm trying to think what makes me roll my eyes whenever I hear it. Anything about Trump, anything about politics, I guess, or anything that's cringy, anything that's cringeworthy. Yes. What do you think you are much better at than you actually are? I'm pretty good at running. I think I could be a lot better at running. Oh, some riddles? I know some jokes. Does that count? I know a really good joke. Okay. Why did everyone like the mushroom? I'm gonna pause for a second just to make it extra dramatic. Because he was a fun guy. Oh my god, so funny. That was actually one of the best jokes ever. Oh, I also have another joke. What do you call a boomerang that doesn't work? A stick! Get it? Because, like, when you throw a boomerang, it comes back to you, the stick doesn't. It's actually a really good joke. I got it from my cousin. Ooh, how do you judge a person? Well, I usually judge them by the way they act. I think that kind of mostly makes sense. Also, I mean, it's kind of hard because, like, sometimes people judge someone the first time they meet someone. Sometimes it's gradually. So I would say the only time that I'm really judging someone is, you know, if they're gonna actually want to be my friend or whatever, I guess. Let's see. So these questions are really good, but some of them are just kind of hard for me to answer right now. What was cool when you were young but isn't cool now? Beanie Boos. So many people bought Beanie Boos. And if you don't know what Beanie Boos are these stuffed animals and they have big eyes. They're kind of creepy, but everyone loved those. And it used to be cool, but it's not really cool anymore. If magic was real, what spell would you try to learn first? I'd probably choose one of the Harry Potter spells. Like, if there was someone that I hated so much, I'd probably do the killing curse, which is Avada Kedavra. I feel really evil. You know what? I'm not gonna do that spell. I think I would do Expecto Patronum. That's just kind of fun to say. I don't know. Expecto Patronum. Yeah, it kind of is fun to say. What's the most comfortable bed or chair that you've ever been in? The bed that I have right now. It's really comfy. What's the hardest you've ever worked? Probably. Okay, so last year I had to study for a quiz in math, and I worked for like 2 hours. That's one of the times that I've worked the most, I would say. What's the most addicted to a game you've ever been? I don't know, like, I don't know what they mean, like, what, like the game that you've been most addicted to? I don't know how to answer that question. Oh, do you eat food that's past its expiration date if it still smells and looks fine? Sometimes, like, I've eaten many Oreos, but I don't do, like, on a regular basis. What's the funniest comedy skit you've seen? Probably, okay, so there's this comedian named Jim Gaffigan, and he's really, really funny. So there's this one skit that he did about bacon, and it was so funny. He was like, I waited, because he was talking about how whenever he's at a hotel and there was a buffet, that bacon's like the last thing in line. So he's like, I waited for you, bacon. Oh, if only I could have you, bacon. It was really funny. Let's see. Okay, I think we're going to do one more question, and then we're going to probably end this episode, because this is getting kind of long. What word is a lot of fun to say? Fun? I'm just kidding. What word is fun to say? Great heavens. That's a fun word to say. Well, I guess it's really a phrase. Okay. I think we're gonna stop. In case you didn't know, I'm actually reading from a list that says 350 good questions to ask, so I'm not gonna read all 350 of them because that would take forever. So I think we're gonna end this episode, but that was very fun. I'm gonna try to say super less because I don't know, it's just it's not always grammatically correct, it's just not the best word to say. Okay, so that was very fun. I had a great time. And maybe we'll play another game one of these days. Bye, guys. Hope you enjoyed. And also, please make sure to rate my podcast. And if you haven't already, please download the app Spotify because you can listen to me on there. So, yeah, toodles. Au revoir.